Yes, thanks, Vanessa. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Brighton's Lawyers. And remember, you can still register for Brighton's Lawyers. Your verdict with 2,500 up for grabs, sensurvivor.com.au. Remember, you can get us on the open line 1300 01 1170 or the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater completed homes now selling in Jordan Springs, edgewaterhomes.com.au.
What are you eating there, James? Not great.
You won't believe this, Vossie.
The grain waves.
Strawberry clouds.
Whoever was in the studio last
has left grain waves, pods, and strawberry clouds. It's just a picture of health here at SEN.
But you don't need to eat them. You don't need to pick up the empty bags and all
They're
the bags and eat them.
They're just calling to me. They're calling to me, Vossie.
Reaction to Jay's joke. Widgie says SEN listeners should chip in for Jay to go on a permanent holiday. There's some loving. Jay is back, so is my herpes. That's from the reptile. I think that's what he said. Welcome back, Jay. 3 weeks off, and that's his best. Have 6 months off, Jay, from the Kingswood Wellness. So Jay's back, part of the family, and people loving it. Now, get your head around. I am looking at an aerial shot, James, of Kenilworth Road. This is the home ground of Luton Town.
House is right up to the stadium.
That's right. That's right. You kick the ball. You miss the goal and you end up in someone's dining room. It holds about 10,000 people.
Okay.
They're back. They are back in the EPL. As recently as 2014, the Hatters, as they were known, were in the National League, the fifth tier of English football. They've gone from the fifth tier back to the top tier over the weekend, winning on penalties against Coventry. I think we need to hop on the bus or the rickshaw.
The rickshaw.
We have Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust online now. I don't know whether he's had any sleep since this happened. He may not sleep again this week, but he's been good enough to spare some time with us on the phone. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Gents, thanks for having me on. How are you?
We're very well. Can you believe that this has happened now? In the overview and just quoting that number there, 2014, you're playing fifth tier. How does all the supporters group feel about what has happened? Can you believe it?
You know, it's absolutely crazy. No, we can't believe it. I don't think we're going to believe it until that first day in the Premier League where we're actually playing someone, whoever it may be that we're playing in that first game. I mean, the journey in the last 9 years has been absolutely incredible. I think to understand the journey in full, you have to know the story in full. And we were only sent to the fifth tier because we had a crazy points deduction for financial problems that no one probably needs to know about right now. But we were forced down to that stage and it took such a rebuild. And now steadily in our small and compact stadium, as you've just mentioned, we've made it all the way back. And it's an incredible feeling.
Kevin, can you explain to us the financial advantages or implications of being promoted to the Premier League and what would Luton Town's plans be with these new funds?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where you look, it's anything between £150 million to £200 million. That's money that Luton have never had. I mean, if you put it into context, they're the most Luton have spent on a player in their history, and we've been alive for over 130 years. £2 million. You know, you wouldn't even get Jack Grealish's toe for £2 million. That's our highest ever that we've ever paid. So, you know, it's like winning the lottery, really. It's absolutely incredible. Some of the money has to go on rebuilding our new stadium to be up to Premier League standards. We've got to do a bit of work there so that, you know, as Vossi just said, we're not shooting balls into people's back gardens and things like that. We're actually looking to build a new ground as well, so the money will go towards that. And obviously, we need a few players, you know. But apart from that, it'll be spent wisely. That's the key to all of our success. We've spent so wisely, and that won't change.
Now, Kevin, am I right in saying there's only one player who has lived the journey, and that's Pele Ruddock Mpenzu? Is that how you say the name? He was 19 years of age, making his debut back in 2013. So he has been there for each and every season of up, and now into the EPL?
Yeah, absolutely. He's the first player ever to do it, ever to go from Tier 5 to Tier 1 with the same club. He's been an absolute legend at our football club. He is a legend of a guy. He is literally the craziest character you'll ever know. I've never seen him on a negative day. I think the bloke If you cut him open, he's got positive written right through him. Everything he does is positive, whether it was at the start of the journey where the road back looked absolutely long, or now at the end of the journey where he's rightly getting all the storylines and all the highlights. He's a great fella, and most importantly, he's a great player as well. And yeah, he's well worthy of coming on the journey with us.
Kevin, the coffers are full, £200 million to spend. What players? Who's on the list? Who would you like to see come to Luton Town?
Harry Kane.
Well, I mean, they did say that some fella called Lionel Messi's out of contract. So,
yes. You need the full 200 for him.
He could come along and do a job for us. He'd obviously have to make his way into our team because we've got a strong forward line, lads. So might have to sit on the bench first and foremost, like while Carlton Morris has a rest. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, literally just anyone who can improve the side. But you've got to have a special thing about you because our club's special. You've got to work hard, you know. And obviously next season we're going to be the underdogs, massive underdogs. We're used to being that, but we're even more underdogs next season. So you've got to be prepared to dig in, fight hard, and anyone who's got that trait, yeah, you're welcome at our club.
And just for those listening right now, exactly where Luton is, I mean, it can be, I have driven through Luton. I can't say that I've stopped, it's a little grim. Do you take that with respect if I say it's a little grim, the town itself, Luton?
Well, you're certainly not alone in saying it. I mean, I said personally, coming from Luton, I think Luton's a fantastic place. What it is it's diverse, it's multicultural, it's hardworking. Probably best known for the airport, Luton Airport. You know, that's what kind of puts it on the map. But hey, now that we're in the Premier League, we've got a year, the world's media coming along that we can show the great parts of Luton. And we can put Luton on the map for the good reasons, and that it's not all about the airport. It could be about the football club and a really thriving community that's just ready to burst out into the limelight. So hopefully this time next year, you'll have a slightly different feel of about the town.
All right. So now there's room on the bandwagon. We've already got listeners here. Rooster Man's coming. Luton is now my second team. So there's people going to hop on the bandwagon. James and I will hop on the Luton bus. Just so you are the Hatters and Luton Town's colours. What the colours of Luton Town, just so we know?
So orange shirts. That's very distinctive. I think we're going to be the only ones in the Premier League wearing orange home shirts. So that'll help you guys out. Orange shirts, blue shorts, orange socks. So they're our colours.
That's it. I'm a Luton fan. I think I was a Bournemouth fan there for a little while, but anyway, bugger Bournemouth. I'm on the Luton bus. James, signing you up? Luton bus?
I'm on. Just for the orange bussy, the high viz. Haven't seen another orange team, so I'm on board. Nice.
Right, Kevin, continue to enjoy, mate. I guess you are already ticking off the calendar, the dates ready for the start of the EPL next year. It's an incredible story in the world of sport.
I really am, more than welcome on the bus, lads. Let's enjoy the year together. As many people who want to enjoy the great side of Luton Town as possible. It's a fantastic story. It's a fantastic football club. And you're more than welcome.
Yeah, Wrexham, eat your heart out. They're going to have the Hollywood stars and the Doco and all the rest. But Luton Town are the real thing. They're in the EPL. Well done. We'll try and dig out the Luton Town song. We'll play that today. We'll learn the words of that. We'll go all in. Signing up new members, folks, here for Luton Town Supporters Club and the Supporters Trust on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, Kevin.
You're more than welcome, fellas. Have a good one.
There you go, Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust. Now, also from the world of football, one of our listeners has let us know about the Bundesliga, James. This is from Domoz. He says, St. George Dragons' 11th successive Premiership world record has been equaled by Bayern Munich in Germany's Bundesliga, winning their 11th successive championship. So there you go.
Yeah. Well done.
A bit late to hop on the Bayern Munich rickshaw after 11 straight years of winning, but I suppose we could. We're a bit late to the occasion, but thank you for that. It is 18 minutes to 7 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Mambo Magnuson. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.